Correspondent. What's the best way to police prostitution in this country so that sex workers stay safe and residents don't feel intimidated? Police in London recently raided and shut down around 18 flats in Soho used by prostitutes. Officers say they were trying to make the area safer and point to intelligence which linked the flats to organised crime networks involved in people trafficking, drug dealing and theft rackets. But sex workers have told us they feel persecuted and treated like terrorists as a result of that police operation. What's clear is that forces across the UK have very different approaches when it comes to dealing with prostitution. In Merseyside, crimes committed against people in prostitution are dealt with as hate crimes. The Merseyside model, as it's known, prioritises the protection of people in the sex trade when they've been a victim of crime over enforcement of the law. Many campaigners wish that approach was adopted nationwide. In Birmingham, they've decided to drop the use of ASBOs in favour of more softly-softly tactics, which are credited with vastly improving the safety of sex workers. Edinburgh experimented with the use of a tolerance zone for prostitutes, but that ended last year with a series of police raids on saunas. Five Lives' Leslie Ashmill has been to Soho in central London to see exactly what the police are doing there.
Yes, Victoria, we're talking today about an 18-month operation by the Metropolitan Police and Westminster Council. It was called Demontere, or Dismantle in Danish. 200 officers were involved. They closed down 25 premises. 29 people were arrested. And they said they targeted that part of Soho to clamp down on organised crime, to recover stolen goods and to clamp down on human trafficking. And the commander at the time, Alison Newcombe, said safety was paramount. However, it's interesting, a lot of the working women there say safety has been compromised precisely because of these raids. They say that closing down these small flats, the police call them brothels, have actually forced women onto the streets. Two prostitutes have been murdered in London working on their own in the last couple of months. So they say it's going to be more and more dangerous for them. So we decided to find out a little bit more, and I spent yesterday afternoon on the streets of Soho. This is Soho mid-afternoon. Its streets are packed with cafes, bars, restaurants, and of course the odd sex shop. But one thing you probably haven't noticed if you walk around here are the working girls' flats. They're just regular flats. The doors are open. There's telltale CCTV cameras above them. The prostitutes do not work on the streets. I'm going to meet Kim and her maid Sue.
Coming in.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
So this is your flat?
Yes, it is.
How long have you been here, Kim?
5 years. I've been working for 5 years in Soho. I'm just finding comfortable where I am here now. I've got my maid Sue, so we're very comfortable.
This is a bit confusing to me. So, Kim, you're the sex worker. Sue, you are the maid. Tell me what you do.
I open the door, I look after her, I fetch the food, clean, and basically do anything that she wants to do. That's all I'm here for.
You open the door to the clients, don't you?
Yes.
For Kim.
Yeah, because it's helpful for her to open the door. Even where I'm busy, she opens the door to the customers.
And also, it gives you some protection, doesn't it?
Of course, yeah. If I've got any, I don't like the men, or she come and she does help me to talk them.
For safety reasons, that's basically what it is. It's not safe for a girl to work on their own. Obviously, it's more about the safety factor.
And we were sitting in this little living room, kitchen. It's very nice, really nicely decorated. You've got flowers in here, everything. And up above, apart from the TV, up above, there is a very clear CCTV camera system. Just explain that, because I didn't notice that when I came up the stairs.
Yeah, because that is for a security reason as well, to see who's coming up and just to see. If we don't like the client, they look drunk and things like that, we don't let them in because they cause the troubles.
And you can actually see the street, you can see the entrance door, the whole staircase.
Yeah, because sometimes people, like, lots of groups and things like that, where they're coming up, so we know what we're doing, to open a door or not to them.
You keep a lovely flat. Do you want to show me the bedroom?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It's quite girly.
Yeah,
it's girly, isn't it?
It goes straight through. It's kind of Right, you walk through.
Got your fairy lights up.
Yeah,
and
the wardrobes, like, obviously, Kim and me stay here all week. So we've got our wardrobes, we've got the bed, we've got our shower in the other room, so we take the shower. It's just basically a house. As you see, you can see yourself.
It's just a flat.
Yeah.
It's a one-bedroom flat, basically.
One-bedroom flat, yeah. Like, that's basically what he sees.
It strikes me that you are very definitely, the two of you, in control in this flat.
I am the one in control because I work here, so I am the one who control myself here, and I tell the maid what to do as well, to shop for me, clean for me, washing for me, to take the washing home. So we are saved here.
What did you do when the flat was closed?
Oh, I find it very hard because I was just waiting for the court to listen, so otherwise I would end up in the street.
Because you work whenever you want to, don't you? And you stay in this flat as long as you want to, and then you go.
Yeah, it's up to me if I stay here. Then most of the time, even where I was at home, I find it very, very hard, you know. So I'm happy now I'm back into work.
A lot of people have been here for a lot of... Soho is Soho. It's been here for a lot of years. With working girls and maids together, working safety, because there was a young lady a month ago who was killed working on her own. It's not safe for a girl to work on their own whatsoever.
I must admit, you know, I've walked around Soho for years and years, and I wouldn't even have known about these places, actually.
Yeah.
Very discreet. We are very discreet. We don't advertise anything out on the street or anything like that. It's just an open door. The customers walk up, they knock the door, we let them in. If they stay, they stay. If they go, if they don't, they go.
The customers, which is find it safely for them as well to come in these doors, you know, because they find it very nice and clean here, you know, because where you say, like, working girl, they're probably thinking, oh, but where they come in here, actually, they do amazed by saying, oh, how nice it is in these flats. The customers as well, where they come in here, the very lonely people, they were just asking me, where are you coming back? Where are you coming back? So I can't really take them home.
This is your business?
My business, yeah. Yeah, what I do outside the door is a different story. But where I'm here, I do look after them and they do look after me as well, my regulars.
The police have closed a lot of these flats.
Yeah.
They are worried about human trafficking. And there's no question that is a problem.
Yeah, but I don't know about other than what they're doing with trafficking. As far as I know, me and my friends, we're not trafficked. So
when the police did come around December time, and that was one of the things they were saying about human trafficking, they didn't find any human trafficking whatsoever.
I mean, you came here about 5 years ago. Why did you end up here? Because I guess you didn't want to be a prostitute. But...
Yeah, I am from Poland. I was looking for another job, actually, but it was very hard because my language is very difficult. So I decided, well, I'm going to try to do this job. And I quite like it after that. I find it very good because I was protective in here with the camera, working with the maid. Then I quite like it. I thought, it's safe. To me, this is just a job, living, you know, making, paying the bills.
The police call these brothels, these flats.
Yeah.
You don't call them brothels.
No, because it's only one girl working in a flat. So you can't call them a brothel.
Tell me about the raids.
Oh, the raids was very, very bad. They did treat us like a victim. They break the door down and just pushed us, me and the maid, on a bedroom. We're just shocked. It's like they treat us like we're a terrorist. We're just two women in a building. I didn't see the point why they done that. We're scared.
It's interesting because you do a dangerous job. It can be dangerous.
Any job is dangerous, even if you work
you
in a market.
You can walk out on the street and get knocked over.
The reason I ask that is because you might have to go to the police for help.
Yeah,
would you?
That's why we're scared to call them in case they're closing us down. Now we're too scared to call them. If they're going to help us or not, because what we saw in a raiding, It was terrible.
Do you know what happened to some of the other girls, whether they're back working?
We don't know actually now what's happened to them, but I think they're probably ending up in the street.
A few of them that I know are actually on the street at the moment, you know, because of the so many closure of the flats.
No. Treat us like a victim. Victim. We've been victim. I'm not trafficked. Then the door is open here. Nobody pushing me to do this job in here.
Yeah, so now, as it happens, Victoria, at the moment, there's quite a large demonstration going on in Soho of people and sex workers protesting these closures of the flats. And it probably is worth noting that actually quite a lot of the local community support the girls there as well.
OK, thank you very much, Leslie. In a moment, we will talk to a representative of the English Collective of Prostitutes, also the chair of the Police and Crime Committee on the London Assembly, and Detective Chief Inspector Sue Corley from Lancashire Police on what they believe might be the best way to police prostitution in this country. First, the travel on 5 Live, 11:22. Here's Michelle.
Thanks, Victoria. Still problems in Hampshire with the M3 southbound. Between Junction 11 at Winchester South and 12 at Eastleigh, an accident there is blocking two lanes. And that's causing very slow traffic on the